A quick recap of what we came out yesterday with. We saw Rashi in Daf Beis Amud Beis said that the time of Biur, the time to burn the chametz, the time to destroy the chametz through burning, was only in the sixth hour, not before the sixth and not after the sixth. The time to destroy the chametz through burning is in the sixth hour, from the beginning of the sixth to the end of the sixth hour. We had a difficulty, and that's what we saw in the Chavzayin Amud Beis. The Gemara of Chavzayin Amud Beis said that the Rabbanon disputed the Makor for burning the chametz. If you have learned how you have to burn chametz, how do you know you have to burn chametz? Just like you have to burn Nisa, so you have to burn chametz. And they disputed it. They said, what right do you have to take this stringency to require you to burn chametz, where it itself could cause a leniency? Because if you don't have any wood to burn it, then you'll feel you're scot-free. And in actual fact, had you not made this drosha, you wouldn't have been scot-free. You would have had to destroy it anyway.
Was it also with Nosa if it was on Shabbos?
Right, that would be an example. On Nosa on Shabbos, you wouldn't burn it, right? Because you can't do anything. Or if you don't have wood, you wouldn't burn it, because the only way to destroy Nosa is with burning. So you're giving me a stringency. It's not a stringency, it's actually, in the end of the day, could turn out a leniency. And if by telling me the only way to destroy chametz is by burning, then if I can't burn it, I'll be potter. So we're bothered, and Rashi was bothered. What do you mean? You'll never be potter, because once it gets past the sixth hour, once it gets to chatzos, then Rashi says you've got chiyuv to destroy it anyhow. Even if Yudah agrees, that once it gets to chatzos, you have to get rid of the chametz in any way you can. So you'll never sit around and do nothing. Says Rashi, yes you will. There'll be a time when, because of this stringency, so-called stringency, there'll come out leniency. And when's that? Somebody going on a journey, he's before the time of the 2 weeks before Pesach, he's going on a journey, and he has to destroy the chametz. Now if you are going to tell me the only way to destroy chametz is by burning, then there'll come out a tremendous leniency. So we saw from this Rashi that the time to destroy chametz by burning can be even before the sixth hour. You see, even 2 weeks beforehand. We said even 2 weeks beforehand we're saying you have to burn the chametz. If Rashi was told the only time you have to burn chametz is in the sixth hour, then why somebody going on a journey does he have to burn the chametz? He can do it anyway. So here we saw Teretz Kavanasano that said Yisoid. Kavanasano told us that the reason why Rashi, and this is very important to understand Rashi, Rashi said there's 6 hours when you have to burn the chametz, not before. Why not before? The answer is that beforehand there's no yet mitzvah. There's no one yet, the mitzvah hasn't yet kicked in of burning, of destroying the chametz. The mitzvah to destroy chametz, Chazal instituted the mitzvah in the sixth hour. But before the sixth hour, the mitzvah hadn't started yet. So since there's no mitzvah then, so you can destroy however you like. Once the mitzvah kicks in, then we learn out from Noisa how to destroy it. But before that, the mitzvah hasn't started, and therefore there's no chiyuv to burn it necessarily. By burning it, you can destroy it anyway. So says a common standard, but if so, somebody going on a journey, his mitzvah did kick in. His mitzvah started already. If the mitzvah started, then we learn from Moshe that you have to destroy it specifically and especially through burning. Right? That's what we learned yesterday. Oh?
The second reason for that's it, that's an hour. An hour with it, that's the consequence. You know, I would have thought that if you get converted by an hour, like a murder, we would work a country, going to the limit of 30. Why, an hour? Why not 75 minutes, 90 minutes?
Because I'll give an hour for it. Yeah? Rashi said, because the person makes a mistake of an hour, so the Chazal said, do it in this hour now. Don't wait, do it now. So Rashi said. Yeah? Rashi there earlier. Okay, so that's just Rashi. we're going to lunch at the Tesis, and a lot of the questions that we have on Rashi, people have asked, and Tesis is going to address them, and we'll see if we can come up with the teretz to resolve Rashi. Right. Tesis Emesai, Shalei B'Shas Bi'uri, is fourth Tesis on Yud Beis and Beis, second last Tesis, Yud Beis and Beis. Beginning of the word is, and beginning of the line is Emesai. I think I've given all the mamakumis you could possibly want. Yeah? Amos died. Shall I be shas b'yuri? But you have it.
Sure.
He is based on advice. Pish bekunches. Pish hakunches. Now what does shall I be shas b'yuri mean? It means b'shesh. Shall I be shas b'yuri meant before the chatzis. Or b'shas b'yuri means after chatzis. Mekan ve'elech. Shall I be shas b'yuri means in the sixth hour. B'shas b'yuri means mekan ve'elech. Well, Parach, so what was the question of the Gemara? The Hoyel, since, or Bishas Bi'uroi, since once against the Chatzos, Hashbisosai V'chol Dovah, you can destroy the Chometz in any fashion, Yamtin HaTsheva, one should just wait until the seventh hour to do it. What's all the big problem if you don't have wood? So you'll wait till the seventh hour to do it. Okay, that was Rashi's Pshat. So now we have a whole pile of Kashas that Tosfos has on Rashi. Because of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam asks a question. How can you wait until the seventh hour to destroy it? We concluded above. The Gozer Reb Yehuda forbade you to do B'dikis Chometz, B'shas Yisuroi, in the time when you're not allowed to have Chometz. The Gozer Reb Yehuda B'Shas Yisroel Livdoik. Reb Yehuda was Gozer in the time of the Issa to check. Why? Dilma Osi Lemeichel Minei. Because you might come to eat it. Remember we had the Machlekes to Reb Yehuda and the Chachomim. If somebody didn't do B'dikas Chometz until the time of Bir Chometz, until Chatzos, does he do B'dikas Chometz after that time? Chachomim said, yeah, you do it. Anyone remember until when you do B'dikas Chometz? Very good, Yossi. And Rashi said, Ashtetefshach. As she said, until the night time. The round goes down, she says, even until the end of it. And Tesos, even until the end of the end of Yom Tov. But Rashi holds, Ache Tesach, Kolakavod. So, what was the machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Chachamim? Why did Reb Yehuda say you can only do it until Chatzos and no further? You might come to eat it. So how can Rashi say that Reb Yehuda holds here that you would get rid of it however you can after Chatzos? And no problem you don't have wood, wait till after Chatzos. How can you wait till after Chatzos? If you're going to get rid of it then, there's a risk you might come to eat it. As much as you're involving yourself with the Chometz, there's a risk you might come to eat it. He doesn't allow you to do B'dikas Chometz then, so how can he allow you to destroy any old house then?
Maybe there's a
difference. Huh?
Maybe there's a difference. He's Mr. Asik.
Very, very good. Says Reb Yossi. Very, very good. Reb Yossi says an answer to Harashi will answer to this kasha. Yeah? The answer is, says Yossi, there's a difference between searching for chometz in order to burn it and burning chometz or destroying chometz. If you're searching for chometz, you're not destroying it yet. You're searching it in order to destroy it. Then there's a chance that you might come to eat it. Whatever, you might come to eat it. Ma'ashayinkin, if I've done all the searching, I put it aside. And now my whole purpose of taking it out is to destroy it. Then even Reb Yehuda would agree that there's no issa, no chashash, so you'll come to eat it. Yossi learns with Yeshua Levinson, and Stami sees the face of Yeshua Levinson, that's why he's mechavan to Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says it's teretz. Pnei Yeshua says it's teretz, that in Achanami, that's how Rashi will get out of it. Rashi obviously has to say an answer. So the answer is obvious, says Pnei Yeshua. If you're involving yourself just to look for the chametz in order, of course, in order to destroy it, there's a risk. And that's why Reb Yehuda says, don't do b'dika then. But if you're taking it out to destroy it, there's no such concern. But Rabbeinu Tam, say that. Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi.
I know that Tosfos
had
the same answer
to me.
Why was it acceptable to him?
Well, his duck is thick and Tosfos didn't agree to it.
Didn't agree?
No, didn't agree that
Svara. He didn't agree with the difference? Between destroying it?
So every time we have a Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, we'll have to come to some point of dispute between them. right? Rekosher Rabbeinu Tam, let's see again. Rekosher Rabbeinu Tam, Heichi Yantin Ad Sheva Levaroi. How can we say to wait until the seventh hour to destroy it? Partik Ne'el, Degoz Reb Yudeh, B'shas Yisoy Livdoik. That we saw beforehand that Reb Yudeh was Goizah. That one may not search. Why the last in the Mechamene? Because you might come to eat it. And therefore, how can a Buddha say, hey, don't worry, you can't have any wood. Just hang on there and you can destroy it anyhow after Chatzis. What's the Kasha of Chatzis? How can a Buddha say you can destroy it after Chatzis? How do you answer? What's the Kasha of Chatzis? Why is the Kasha of Chatzis? So what was his question? Therefore what?
How can you say that you've
got water
that can be rid of it after 12?
So if you say that nusach, I don't want to really say that. If you say that nusach, then you're saying that even though I've got my chametz there in front of me, I shouldn't destroy it because you might come to eat it. Oh, that's the kasha. The kasha is, how can we say, don't worry about it, you won't find wood, because afterwards you'll destroy it anyhow. No, Johnny will look for wood, because we're worried that if you involve yourself afterwards, you might come to eat it. To which the Gemara answers, to which Panesha answers, no, it's okay, you can wait. Because much of all you'll be doing then is just destroying the chametz. There's no kshash. Okay, next kasha. Every kasha of tesis, we have to see if we can come up with an answer. Oit, shas bi'ure de masnisin hainu shesh. That tesis ready, right? So what is it, how do you understand this kasha of tesis? Oit, shas bi'ure de masnisin hainu shesh. It's a hard line. There's a word you missed out, Yossi. The Masnisa. Hayna Vashesh. So this is Kasha is, look back at the Mishnah. Masnisa means our Mishnah. Look at the back of the Mishnah. What did it mean in the Mishnah? Now, Shad, which Mishnah did he mean? So it's actually Yud Amud Beis. Yud Amud Beis. But there, it said, Reb Yudah Oymeh, Boitkin Or Yudalit, Ubiyudalit Shachis, Ubishas Habiu. What did it mean there, Ubishas Habiu? What was the translation of Ubishas Habiu? Not translation. What was the time of Shas Habiu in the Mishnah Yudomid Bis? In the sixth hour. In the sixth hour. So, Tzitzit Akasha, there in the Mishnah, Shas Habiu means in the sixth hour. And what does Shas Habiu here mean in Al Gemara Yud Beis Amud Beis according to Rashi? What does Shas Habiu mean?
Seventh
the seventh hour. So what does Shas Habiu mean? Does it mean the sixth hour? The seventh hour. So it says as much as there in the Mishnah it meant the sixth hour, here also Shas Habiu would mean the sixth hour. Why couldn't we understand it? Couldn't understand it because we couldn't get our head around it, really. Sure. But the translation of Shas Habiu on the time. So that's another kasha that's gone Rashi. First kasha you had on Rashi is, how can you wait? You might come to eat it. Stop that one, maybe you had the answer of Meshua. Then you won't come to eat it. Next kasha of Tesis on Rashi. How can you call Shas Habiu after Chatzos? The Mishnah said clearly, on that you'd on the base. Yud Amud Beis, the Mishnah says clearly, Shas Habiu means during the sixth hour. So it's not a contradiction.
Rashi will say, it means the Shas Habiu Daraisim versus the Rabbanah.
And that one?
That one is the Rabbanah.
Very good. Says Yossi, which again, it's the Pnei Yeshua's Teretz, you're doing it on a roll today. Says Yossi, then no Akasha. Here we're talking about the Shas Habiu Daraisim. When did the Torah require you to do this way or that way? So Shas Abir, which is Men HaTorah, is after HaTorah, then he's the Torah anyway. But beforehand, it's Shaloi B'Shas Abir Men HaTorah, in the sixth hour when it's not in Men HaTorah to destroy then. So then you can do it. Now we're telling you Dafka Aliday Seifa. Masha'enkin there, Rabbi Yudah is telling you about when to do B'dikah. Now when do most people destroy their Chametz?
Nowadays.
Nowadays. When do most people destroy their Chametz? In the sixth hour. In the sixth.
No, not in the sixth hour.
They're not nowadays with the calendar. Because in the sixth hour. In the sixth hour, that's when most people or destroy the Chametz. The sixth hour. It says, totally in Shos Chametz. You can't eat. And you burn it in the sixth hour. Right? So you burn it in the sixth hour. So Mamela. The Mamela. Right, so where are we holding? So you burn in the sixth hour. So when it talks about when to do Bedikah, we do Bedikah in the nighttime, in the morning, and the Shaspir, it means Shaspir where people do, according based on Chazal, that you burn it earlier, you burn it before Chatzos. So the word Shaspir can mean two things. Can mean Dirabon and can mean Dirayzer. Yeah, coming to Rabbanu, coming to Rasi. But now, a question we have to work out. Why? You've got me thinking now. Why do we taka burn the Chametz earlier than we have to? We'll check it out. We're seeing here, everyone says, you burn the Chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour.
But people don't really talk about the sixth hour. They're
missing that. We don't have to be more firm than what Chazal says. Chazal says to burn at the beginning of the sixth hour. No, nobody's from Allah. So there must be a reason, right? So we'll have to work this out. Yeah, I'm trying to.
When is
Sosman Achil? Sosman Achil is after the end of the fourth hour. No, but there's also Sosman Seifa. No, but that Sosman Seifa, according to what we've learned, should be at Chatzos. Although they told you it's about at the beginning of the sixth hour. The beginning.
We don't
right, we'll have to work out why. But really, I mean, Chazal says to burn at the beginning of the sixth hour, so we need to find a calendar and work out when the beginning of the sixth hour is, and if that's the time that they tell us. What time was Sosman's Sefer this year? Remember? 11:32. So that was like 2 hours before. When was that? It's quarter to 11. Quarter to 1. 20 to 1. Ah, so it's just at the beginning of the end of the fifth hour. That's okay. No, 11.
The sixth hour would be quarter to
12. Let me get this one. 11:30 something is an hour before Chatzos. Okay, an hour and a bit. So with Chbeis, Shazman Yais, maybe. Okay, very good.
Okay.
Right. I don't know why, really. It's in the middle of... shouldn't be. So, okay. More than 60 minutes. Tough. We're relying on Bernard for that. Comes to calendars, Bernard's my Rebbe. So here comes. So that's the answer to when I'm good based on the base stasis, yeah? So you're sure you missed it. Sure you missed it.
Yeah.
We had Taisa ask two questions so far on Rashi,
yeah.
And Yossi answered both of them based on your namesake, Tiffany Shua. See what your face does to him. Right? Zeicha to Mechavan to two answers. Both of them bull like the Bnei Yeshua. So, the first question of Tesis was, and I'm just going to quick stick them for Yeshua's sake. The first question of Tesis was, how on earth can Rashi say they wait until after Chatzos to burn the Chametz? There's a risk he might come to eat it. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said you can't do it because Chametz after Chatzos because he might come to eat it. So, how can you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda would say wait until after Chatzos to destroy it? That's the first question of Tesis, and Yossi will tell you the answer afterwards. And the second question of Tesis was, is it a steer in terms? Rashi calls Shas Biuroi after Chatzis. And he had a Mishnah there called Shas Biuroi before Chatzis. It's a theory in terms. Again, second question on Rashi, I'm sure Yossi answered this question as well. So later on, Yossi will tell you the answer to that. Now for the third question. This is the hardest one. Va'oid, and this is the question which they've all been bothered about. Va'oid, to minoise yale prebude. Where's the Makor? The Rebbe says you have to do Biur Chometz through Sreifa. Where did he learn it from? He learned it from Noisa. And when do you burn Noisa? When Noisa, Achashiyu, Toron Sreifa, Noisa only after the Issa, after the money, so you burn it. So how can Rebbe Yehuda tell us that you have to burn Chometz before Zman Issa? And that's a doubt from Noisa. Fakert. Noisa only burn after the Zman Issa. Or Kamoike in Chometz. Chometz also after the Zman Issa. It's such a strong question. It's a question that you're all bothered about. Rashi is saying, we're learning out from Noisa, you have to burn it. But when do you burn Noisa? After the Zman Issa. So how can you tell me, therefore, they should burn Chometz before the Zman Issa? Strong question. Mitzvah Yashiv Rashi. Definitely a mitzvah to answer this question. Rashi did not throw us this shot just without thought. A mitzvah from Yashiv. So again, what's this is kasha? That if the Makor is from Noisa, and Noisa there's a mitzvah Sreifah, then why don't... How can you tell me that the mitzvah of Sreifah's Chometz is before the Zman Issa? So the kibun is, yeah.
Rabbanan
was before,
and so you have to burn it before.
You say, but you're learning that from Noisa,
right.
And Noisa was only afterwards. So how can you tell me that the time before?
No, sir. They only wait until the dust is burning.
No. So also comments. Anyway, today
they only wait until the day. By mitzvah tashbistu, anything. No.
It's not. We're learning.
No, tashbistu is by burning.
Right, so that's what you're asking. How can you tell me the mitzvah to speak to it?
Second mitzvah of
Bali Rabban Hotza.
So after the Zman Issur, then that's when that kicks in. And when that kicks in, then you can rip it any way you can. You can burn it, or you can get rid of it any way you can.
But when
you say, he's answering. He was trying to answer. Yeah, no. Yeah, so after the money, there's a problem about your Bani Motze. And since the problem about your Bani Motze, you should destroy it anyway.
Right.
So, but where do you know that you have to burn it beforehand?
Because it's Zman Issur, that's a Drabanan.
And therefore, we can learn that from later, the Zman Issur Drabanan. Yeah, well, Shua is saying that when it comes to Issa Bali Rabbani Motze, when there's an Issa Bali Rabbani Motze, we can't learn from Nisa. Because there's an Issa Bali Rabbani Motze. Why can't you learn from Nisa? Make sure you burn it.
Well, after when it's the derisive monster, well, if you don't have wood, then you don't want to pull the wood
card. Because
you can't pull out the I don't have wood card.
Because you don't
have no, sir, you can pull out the onus card. But by Chometz, there is no onus card to pull out.
Because you've got the Issa Bali Rabbani Motze.
Exactly. So that's why you're allowed to get rid of it any way you can.
So you're sure saying a Chiddush, if you understand other stuff, you're sure saying a Chiddush. They've met after Chatzis. If you destroy it any other way, you wouldn't be Mekai Mitzvah Tashbisa. Mitzvah Tashbisa, you have to burn.
Right.
But after Chatzis, the reason why you destroy it anyway, right, is because otherwise you'll be able by your Bani Motze.
Correct.
Destroying, the mitzvah of destroying, that is with burning. That we learn from Noisa. And the reason why after Chatzos you just get rid of it any old how is because Nachoni won't be Mekanis Tashpisu, but at least you should be not over the Issa by your Bani Motze.
Correct.
That's what you're all saying.
And burning.
Okay, listen, there's what's the argument. It's a nice vault that you're saying. That Bemet Mitzvah Tashbis is only with burning. That's your teretz. Only with burning. We learn that from later. It's only with burning.
What's with burning? When is this manis?
No. It's the money is afterwards also.
I understand.
Whenever the money is the job, one of the rights is around that you can only do it by burning, right? The reason why that you sit around, you won't sit around afterwards and just say, well, I can't burn it, is because I don't want to be able to eat the balior bali matzah.
Correct.
So I won't be mechanic to the shvisu, but at least I won't be over balior bali matzah. That's Yeshua's teretz. Very nice. Very, very nice. Very nice.
Now I have an answer for the 30 days, within the 30 days. Because that's not Zman Nisra.
No, it's okay. Within the 30 days.
No, if you're going on a journey.
If you're going on a journey, you would have to burn it. Because then there's
right.
Then like we said, yes, to come to some.
Right.
Okay. In the actual Gemara, there's what to argue what you're saying, but it's a nice lot. It's a nice lot what you're saying. Yeah, sure. Yossi, what were you saying? You've got tents?
I don't know, I think it's very similar to what Yeshua was saying. I'm just saying no one's denying that we're learning out from those stuff. And no one's denying that really you're supposed to destroy it on the sixth hour. So don't tell me to wait off on burning it to the seventh hour. You're saying you want me to learn it out from Nosar that I should do it only after Chatzot. I'm speaking for Rashi, I'm saying. Oh, everyone agrees that the sixth hour is supposed to do Shabbat Biyul, according to what we learned before the Yudam days.
Comes through Rabban.
The sixth hour is when we start destroying it.
Right.
So if we all agree that we're supposed to destroy it in Rabban at that specific time, so when I learn from Nosa that it has to be done through burning, I apply it in the time.
But why not after the time?
What?
Why don't we apply it also after the time? That's the question.
Right.
Nachon, you can apply it earlier and say this, Rabbanan is man is then. But it should also be applicable afterwards. So Yeshua is saying, it is applicable afterwards, and bemet you should burn it. But if you don't have wood, you'll have to destroy it anyway. Anyhow.
Right.
So nafka mina would be, and this is where it's a problem, what Yeshua is saying. Is that what would be if something does have wood? He's got an option to burn it after chatzis. How should he get rid of it? So according to what you're saying, you should do it by burning. And the Gemara said not like that. The Gemara said that when did your Buddha say you have to burn it? That's b'shas shalei b'shas v'yuroi. Av b'shas v'yuroi has b'stosei b'chol dol. Doesn't say if you don't have wood, then ashpesos bechol dovah. It says ashpesos bechol dovah. That's what's not gishmak. It says the Gemara said Ravina brought a brisa to Rava that when did Rav Yehuda say that you need to burn it? That's shaloi bishas biurei before chatzos, and the bishas biurei after chatzos, ashpesos bechol dovah. You destroy it any old time. According to what Yeshua was explaining, it's only if you've got no wood, then you should do it any old how. If you've got wood, then you should destroy it with wood.
Right.
With burning. And the Gemara says, not like that.
Well, this is Rabbi Yehuda's boy.
Where's the, one second, he's still bothered what the right is.
Where's it?
Amos died. In the Gemara we learn, in the Yudbeis and Medbeis. Om Rabbi Amos died, Shalai Bishas Biuri. And Bishas Biuri has Bishas Bechol Dom. It's about, So there you are. Have b'shas v'yuroi means after chatzos. Hash b'sosoi b'chol dovo. You destroy it in any manner. It doesn't say if you don't have wood. It's a lot putting into it.
So is Rabbi Yehuda talking about and then you're fulfilling the mitzvah of tashkisa?
Yeah.
Or is he saying that
So that it would have been a nice chat, and the actual Gemara doesn't fit in so well. There's another cash as well from the Gemara. So there is a strong cash on Rashi. It's a strong cash on Rashi. So now, Bnei Yeshua suggests the turrets. That, why are we learning Dafka for Stamek, good or Ara? Why are we Dafka learning from Noisa? What's Kesh and Noisa with Chometz? This is a question Yossi asked. What question is Noisa and Chometz? Why don't we compare it to Abed Zora? So any other story in which you have to get rid of? What? Noisa? Oh, Lord.
There's a time when you become Osir and you have to be Barbarian.
And it was Mutzer before.
Oh, so that's what we said in Shin. There's a time when it was Mutzer and it became Osir. That's like Noisa was. They say that or not. See, it's mice, basically not kibbutz, but it's mice and a kudda. That both of these yisurim are yisurim chiyuvim to prevent it from becoming your chayim to eat your kolchin, to prevent it from becoming mice. You're not meant to leave it over until the morning. You're not meant to leave your chametz until chatzos, because then you'll be even by your ben rossi. The mitzvah of shpisu and the mitzvah of noisa are very, very similar. The both idea is to prevent you. The mitzvah, the noisa, is you should not leave it over until the morning. So in both of those. I said something clever. So by the etzim, we would also have to burn noisa before the morning. Somebody's got too much to eat, and he can't eat it. So it's going to be noisa. So what should he do? He should really burn it before the morning. He should really, theoretically, be doing it before the morning. But you don't. Why don't you?
Isn't it still edible before? Nobody's going to eat it.
You've got far too many people who are going to be over noisy. So you should really be burning it before the morning. But the reason why you can't is that there's another din telling me by kochim, you're not allowed to burn kochim. There's an issa to be mastered kochim. Now you're right, nobody's going to eat it. But as long as it's kosher food, it's forbidden to burn it. Because there's an issa of being mastered kochim. If not for that, you would be burning it beforehand. So this is a chiddush that by chametz you don't have that problem. By chametz there's nothing wrong burning chametz, and therefore we learn from noisa that you see the Torah is saying how you should get rid of the issa is by burning it, and therefore since noisa the thing is that bal tisim and adam beika, and chametz is lo yir lo yachach hatzis. That's the thing. It should be mushpas. Tashbis ach. It should be mushbas by chatzos. So just like by noisa, the Torah said burn it. So too by chametz, the Torah really means burn it, and burn it before it becomes awesome. Like by noisa, really it should have been done, but it also should have been done before it became awesome. Just what by noisa you are not allowed to. By noisa it's called bonus. You're not allowed to. So maybe noisa can only do afterwards. But by chametz, where you can do it. You darn well should do it by burning it. After you got to chatzos, then we learn out Stam says Tashbisu, Tashbisu b'chol davar. Says that after you've already been over the Issa, semela. But beforehand, to prevent yourself from being over the Issa, we learn out from Noisa that Noisa, the Torah, wanted you really to burn it.
Okay, so doesn't that burn the chol chomer? Now it's a chomer that also has that the chomer doesn't have.
No, it's not in Nisa, it's not in Issa of Nisa.
Well, it's a
different Issa. Right? It's Kochim,
it's
Kochim,
you're not allowed to eat. Kochim, right? You have this thing that's called Kochim, and it changes its name, from, I guess because of the Shinui change.
Moshe, you wouldn't say that. Nisa is more chamor because you have to be Torah when you eat the Kochim. It's got nothing to do with Nisa, then.
It's
foundation of Noisa. There's a din of Kochim, and on Kochim there's also a din of Noisa. So Noisa, not a real problem in Noisa, this din that you have to eat it when it's Torah, or that you don't have to waste it. That's Hilchus Kochim. Everything's got its designated location. In Hilchus Noisa, there's no credit, there's no value over any motze on that, and therefore it's less common than chametz.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Bernard, do you want to say something?
No.
So that's a possible teretz to answer Rashi, but the kash of Tosfos is very strong. Tosfos asking Rashi, if you're learning from Noisa, it should be after the money. So Mepharsh of Enetam, because of these three kashes.
Tosfos is
going
with the thing that for sure
Chomish
should be doing
before the money. Yes. That's how Rashi, Rashi would say that we learn from Noisa that you should be burning your chametz before the zman.
Rashi was the one that said, if you don't have wood to burn it,
so now you've got to the zman is the stam. So then we will learn from Tashbisu, that Tashbisu tells me any old time. Hashbisu tells me the whole dog.
I mean, I really got you with the religion to run around the traffic. But why did you just say, get rid of it again? get rid of it before the state of the 6 hour. The same way you might put it.
No, because by Nisa we see the Torah says Dafka burn it. Mafash Amin Utam, let's see the Torah of Tosis. Mafash Amin Utam, this Yaloi Bishas Biuroi, Hainuach Hashesh. The Mafash Amin Utam, this Yaloi Bishas Biuroi, Hainuach Hashesh. Now what does Shaloi Bishas Biuroi mean? He's got these three kashas, he's going to say an answer now. What does Shaloi Bishas Biuroi? Shaloi Bishas Biuroi means Ach Hashesh. After Chatzis, Shaloi Bishas Biuroi means a time when it's not normally burnt, because you destroy it before. That's Ach Hashesh. Sheroiv Ha'oil Amavari Mishesh. Most of the people, Amavari, destroy the Chomet before Shesh. Ketikun Chachamim, or in the 6 hour, like Chachamim instituted. So Mamela, it goes like this. What did Ravina say? Let's read the Braisa now. Again, the Ravina brought to Rava. Eitzah Ravina to Rava. Remember, it's about 8 lines up in the Nerala. The first word on the line is Eitzah. Back to the Gemara. Eitzah Ravina to Rava. Omer Yude. Eimas Dai Shaloi Bishas Biur. What does Shaloi Bishas Biur mean?
After the 6.
After the 6. Abba Bishas Biuroi, but in the 6 hour beforehand, Hashbisasa Bechol Dava, you destroy it anyway. So what was the cash of Ravina to Rava now? Rava said the reason why we stop eating at the 5th hour is why? To fight to gather words. So the cash of Ravina is, there's no need to gather words. You just destroy it anyway. The only time you have to burn it is after Chatzos, is to let you carry on eating until the 6th hour. And in the 6th hour, you just destroy it however you want. Such a strong kash on Rava. You're telling me you have to stop eating in the 5th hour because you have to look for wood. Why do you have to look for wood? Because when it comes to the 6th hour, you have to burn it. You don't! If you don't, he said you have to burn it after the 7th hour. In the 7th hour, not in the 6th hour. In the 6th hour, you can just destroy it by any means you want.
That's
from Ravina Tam. That's Ravina's Kasha. Why is it that after the 6th hour you have to destroy it dafka by burning? Now we'll understand very well. Why is it that the din of a Bud is only after Chatzos? You have to burn it when? Because you learn from Noisa. And Noisa, when do you have to burn it? After Chatzos. Right? The Tam is a Bachi. What's the Bach say? The Tamo, the reason is Mishum Diyarif Min Noisa Tamom. Yeah, Vada. Noisa is an Alisa Shach. That means after the time when you're allowed to eat. The time of Mishum Diyarif Min Noisa. Fahaino la Achi Isu. That's after the time of Issa. Once the Issa kicks in, that's when you have to burn. So here, too, once Chatzos comes, you have to burn. Abba Bishas Biuroi. Taina Bishesh, but by Biuroi. Shas Biuroi, which means in the 6th hour, when everyone does it, Kimin Shein Mitzvah Levari, Ele Midra Bonon, since there's no mitzvah to destroy the Chomet, the mitzvah is only Midra Bonon, Hash Besase Bechol Dava. Then you can destroy it anyway. Vechein Yisra B'Yishami Pekol Shoh, that's what Yishami says as well. So Mele, Adon Aloch, the Sugya of, at least this part, of Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Meir. Why did you remember where the journey we started? We started with the journey that Rebbe Yehuda said that you have to stop eating chametz at the end of the 5th hour. And the end of the 4th hour. And Rebbe Meir said the end of the 5th hour. So what was the machlokes between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Meir? It suggested different truths, right? So one territory is saying that we're worried the person might get mixed up. That was the first Mahalach we were saying. The fact that Rebbe Meir is not worried the person get mixed up, because some's in the east and some's in the west, you're not going to get mixed up. Only in the 6th hour you'll get mixed up, but not in the 5th hour. And Rebbe Yehuda is concerned even in the 5th hour. Then Rava came along and said, no, Mapitom. The reason why you're not allowed to eat in the 5th hour is not because you get mixed up. You won't get mixed up. The reason why you're not allowed to eat in the 5th hour is because you have to look for wood. To look for wood. Because you've got mixed up strafa. And you view the holes. The only way to get rid of the chametz is by strafa. So you have to look for wood. So we have to give an hour to remember to look for wood. So then Ravina asked the question on Rava. Not true. And what was that cash? We had Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. According to Tosfos, which is the easiest Mahalach, the kasha of Ravina was It's simply not true. In the sixth hour, there's no chiyuv to burn it. No chiyuv to burn it. So you don't need to look for words. Just destroy it however you want. That's the kasha tesis.
Even though the Mishnah on Yirala on the day says that both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both say that six is burning.
So like we said yesterday,
so that's just a suggestion. It's because that's what the Olam does.
Yeah, or could be. Maybe everyone has it. Maybe the Hatchina is an Indian of burning, but there's no thinly cooler. So if you don't have words,
why would there be a Mishnah of that?
So we said maybe the Chatzchila is a din to burn it.
And
just like Rebbe says, you should do it. Maybe everyone agrees that Chatzchila you should burn. So that was the Mahalach according to Taisus, the easiest, straightforward Mahalach. But Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns that the only time you have to burn it. Is the time you have to burn is before Chatzis. So it makes sense to leave an hour for looking for wood. It says the Gemara, the Kasha was, says Rashi, that why bother looking for wood? Why do you have to give you a whole hour to look for wood? If you can't find your wood, then you'll just burn it, destroy it some other way after Chatzis. You'll just destroy it some other way after Chatzis. And that's what the Kasha of Ravina was to Rav. To which, now we've got the final teretz, Ela Merova, back to the Gemara, Ela Merova. If you want to know why Rabbi Yehuda said you have to be choishesh for the fifth hour, and we're now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up in the narrow lines. Ela Merova, Gizdeya, Mishum Yengam Unin. Because of the cloudy days. There's a risk because of the cloudy days. That means if we let you eat in the fifth hour, then it could be cloudy, and a person will think that it's already he'll think it's still only the fifth hour, even though it's already after Chatzis.
He just changed his mind
completely. Yes. He got refuted. Ela, I'm wrong, I'll change your mind. Friedrich Gemara, if so, Yachia Fila Ba'albisha is Namile Nechel. If you're worried about cloudy days, even in the fourth hour, you shouldn't eat. If you're worried about cloudy days, you shouldn't eat even in the fourth hour. There's something called stomach time. Everyone knows when the time is right. Everyone
knows.
Huh? So it's the time when I eat. I know this is the time I eat, and therefore there's no risk that I'm going to end up after Chatzos eating, and I think it was still fourth hour. Fourth hour, everyone knows. People know when Aruchat Esther is. Everyone knows where it is. This is the Israeli culture. Zman Sudo Choyni in the fourth hour. In England, there's no such thing like that. Eating in the fourth hour. The Israeli, so they keep with the Gemara, that Aruchat Esther, that's the fourth hour, it's for the Eucharist. Okay, let's just see one Rashi. I want to see one Rashi, two Rashis, and then we're finished. So I want to. Yom Ma'unen, Shein Chama Zayachas. Yom HaMunin says Rashi is a time when the sun's not shining. You won't be able to look at the sun too well. To which it says, the fourth hour is Zman Sudo Choyli Vakoil Bekim Bo. Okay, the Bekim Bo. Everyone knows about it. Everyone knows about it, and therefore there's no risk of a person making such a mistake. Okay?
Rashi Teres, you know, or Rava with Ravina. I mean, it stands at the end of the day. It's a good question, and so why does Rava himself even, you know, throws in his cards and makes a completely different suggestion? I understand. There's no.
In fact, he's been refuted.
Right, he's been refuted, but Rashi is basically defending him, to make a reputation to Ravina, which is could be a plausible reputation.
No, Rashi didn't answer that.
Sure, Rashi says, he's just explaining the question.
Yeah, we're saying a question. He should be able to answer. That question was a question. He's been knocked to pieces. There's a little thesis here which I have to learn first properly before we can share on it. I have to get it clear. But that's where we basically got to the end of the sugya. There's a tiny bit of a Gemara over here that talks about who we paskin like. It's Alokya Guda, Alokya Kiramea. Tiny bit of a sugya there. And then already Basically finish the sugya. So what we need to do is chazar. I'm just thinking to myself, maybe it's kedai to wait for the chazar to finish that. No, I don't think so. I don't know. Who we pass the night, we'll see afterwards. That's the sugya that you know. But it's time for chazar. From the Mishnah, from Emeirina, until where we got to, now, until where we got to the Tanur Rabbanan, it's one daf of the very lively Gemara. That's what we have to do. So, we'll learn it together also Chazar, but that's what we should be doing now, focusing.